Welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate, where we will help empower and educate you on many different aspects of real estate, finance, and investing. Each week, we will expand your knowledge and uncover hidden truths. We will break down real-world scenarios and study actual how-to strategies. Anyone can buy real estate, but together, we'll ensure you make smart real estate investment decisions. Now, here's your host, award-winning author, international speaker, and real estate educator, Lisa Gillette.
This is the part where I say, welcome back to Ready, Set, Real Estate. So I have missed you. I missed you on Wednesday. Before I keep on blabbing, I just want to make sure my mic is on. Because I was just speaking with a potential licensee, really excited about learning the industry. And I think if you are you're a young professional, and so I don't want to sound exclusionary, right? I don't want to sound that, you know, if you're older, you can't come into this business, but here's why it's important to think about real estate. If you're young, single, not married, not having kids, don't have the responsibilities of life, because when this business gets tough, like it is now, you start to be concerned about your finances, making the ends meet, especially because the pay cycles in real estate can and will be long. Regardless of, you know, what niche or what area you work, it can and will be long, which is why you've heard the sayings ABC, right? Always be closing, is so that you have something in your pipeline that is fulfilling that. Before I get into that, let me just do, yes, I've got to do sound check. Of course, if you're new to the show, press 1, let me know you're here. Press 2, lets me know you shared it. We've got a great topic today. What is our topic? I like our topic today. We are discussing rise of the boomers. So how baby boomers are shaping the real estate market. State market. Boom. Shaping with a P. Boom. Edit. Episode 215. Yes, that means we're 215 episodes strong. Cool. So here we go. Let me make sure we're on. I've missed you all. I trust you're staying hydrated. We are really in the crux of summer, right? Like we finally now have officially this summer weather. And I feel fantastic. Because I've also got back to my workout schedule. I'm committed and committing to that. Okay, cool. So sound is good. And I've committed to workout schedule. So it sounds like I'm talking about those goals already. So quarterly real estate goals, we are in second quarter, right? So we are in July, April, May, what is that? January, March, April, May, June, third quarter? Oh my God, July, August. We are in third quarter. Wow. We're in third quarter. Okay, right. That went over my head. I didn't realize there was a lot going on. So third quarter, that means writing down those real estate goals, especially if you are looking to do a couple things. Invest in real estate, sell a property, buy a property, get into real estate. Write down those goals. That's the best way to start, is write down so that you can have a list, right? Take it out of the mind. Bring it out of the spiritual into the physical realm so that you can execute and so the universe can start conspiring to give you what you want and help you with what you want. That's how it works. It's true. Ask me how I've achieved anything in my life. I've written it down. I've got vision boards, whiteboards. I've got notebooks. I've got journals. I write it down. There is a true sense of power that comes from the vibration of the pen. Or, you know, writing it down, typing up your list and seeing it, right? Seeing it, visually seeing it. So that's important. What else is happening? I actually am going to clear my schedule for the month of July in terms of workshops and training, because I do have my first state exam coming up next month. So prayers up, positive thoughts that I am going to pass. So definitely, that's on my goal. That's on my to-do list. Cause I'm scheming on this bigger real estate, you know, plan. Like, this is like, it's an empire in my mind. It really is. And it's really neat to see it come together. Really neat to see it come together. I'm really excited about that. Announcements. So let's get into announcements. You know what? I do want to get into announcements. Let's get into announcements. So I would like to get into announcements really quick. In fact, let's see. Announcements. So announcements. So no training, no workshops this month. I will clear the calendar. In fact, I'm already in the process of clearing the calendar. New listings. I do want to share, we do have a new listing in the California market. So before I screen share, let me do the, it disappeared. That's horrible. I just disappeared. So new listings before we get into the show, I do want to make an announcement and share. We do have a new listing. So kudos to our client who have officially gone live. And so there's a new listing here, 2316 Thomas Avenue, located in Palmdale. I must say that what's really cool is actually I sold this property to the client, and a couple years later, they've decided to maximize this market to their advantage. And so it is now on the market for sale. Asking price is $525,000. And I really, really am excited. So here's why I'm sharing this too, because rarely this is a goal, write this goal down, right? So this, I can give a quick synopsis of this client that was referred to me by a past client and good friend. So now everyone's become friends of friends, right? And so helped him purchase this property using a down payment assistance program. So he got a grant during the pandemic. In fact, this was a COVID purchase. This was a pandemic buy. And this was a pandemic buy. And the market has boomed within this last 2.5 years. So he is going to capitalize on an opportunity to do an upgrade. And so what's unique about this opportunity here is he gets to use the equity to purchase something bigger and more accommodating, and also work on his goal of being financially independent and debt-free. So imagine if you write down those real estate goals, things like this can happen and will happen for you. Just get with the right team. If you want to learn more about this particular property, of course, you can reach out to us, contact us directly at 323-488-3265. Also co-listed with Kyle Gillette. We shared that Kyle has joined our real estate team. So Kyle is also a co-listing agent. So you can reach out to Kyle as well. Let me do this too. Let's get him. Whoops. What am I doing? Pressing stuff. Let's not do that. Let's do that. So want to make sure that you have that available, new listings. We also do have vacant lot availables as well in Val Verde. I'm not going to get into a whole, you know, the listings that we have, but we've got a couple listings. We've got a room rental that we are renting out in the Chesterfield Square area adjacent to the Inglewood community. So if you know someone who is in the market who is looking for a private room rental, please have them reach out as well. I definitely want to make sure they're aware that we're actively doing some things. Okay, so enough of that. Wanted to share that. Before I jump into the show, make sure you grab your pens, papers, because we've got a very, very fun topic today. And this may hit home for a lot of you, especially of those of you who are, supporting or have become caregivers, right, of your aging parents or those baby boomers. We'll talk a lot more about that shortly. So guess what? We'll be right back after this sponsor break.
Do you have properties that need to be maintained? For professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
All right, awesome. Omnis Property Solutions, especially, see that, I mean, that made sense right now to talk about that because we've used Omnis to do our clean outs, our haul outs. I mean, get these properties in a more presentable shape and light, especially if we're dealing with clients that are either estates, trust sales, and or for our senior community who has been aging in place or have been living in their properties for anywhere from 40 to 60 years, which is what we're seeing. So this is why I am saying it's key for us to address and identify what's happening here. So Rise of the Boomers, how baby boomers are shaping the real estate market. You've heard it from me here first, or probably a couple of times, but I really want to focus on understanding this market. I am a seniors real estate specialist. So that what that means is as a broker, an active broker, owner of Divenio Estates, we're a boutique firm located in Southern California. And we've got referrals and connections across the country. So we're just not limited to our market. But where we do focus is our market, of course. And this market here is one that is near and dear to us because a lot of the clients that we come across are in their, you know, mid 60s and up. They are deciding to relocate and deciding to either sell their property or turn it into a rental property as part of their rental income or retirement portfolio, turning it into a retirement portfolio. For that reason that our brokerage also has pivoted to managing property. So we also offer property management services as well. We are full service brokerage. I'm just sharing that just so that you have an idea of our experience for the nature of this conversation, if you're new to the show. Shameless plug, of course. So with that being said, let's jump into it. Of course, I do want to do show disclaimers that the information provided on the show should not be considered legal or tax advice. Please seek those legal, please seek those licensed, reputable professionals, those licensed, reputable professional to discuss your specific needs. All right. So disclaimers out the way. You know to press one, let me know you're here. Two, lets me know you shared it. Sharing is caring. And thank you for joining on a Friday. We normally do this on a Wednesday, but we are here on a Friday afternoon. So baby boomers born between 1946 to 1964. But you know, we do also have, and I guess it depends on who you ask, right? Because baby boomers may be considered, what are those? Oh, it's the octogenarian, right? So we also have our octogenarians. Let me write that in the chat below. So our octogenarians who are also still strong and doing awesome things are in their 90s. So they're between 80 to 89. So octogenarians are also who we want to address in this topic of shaping the real estate market, because we see a couple things happening. What say you are included in octogenarians are also impacting our real estate market. So I'm gonna highlight that there too. Shout out to those of you who are streaming on the ERGJ Enterprise, supporting that channel. Evan Jefferson, my brother, doing amazing things. And congrats to opening your brick and mortar store, doing great things. And those who are streaming on Ready, Set, Real Estate, we do have a Facebook Watch channel. Black LA, Black Events of LA as well is a streaming partner. And those who are tuning in on our YouTube at LA Super Agent, make sure you are subscribed. So our baby boomers are between 1946 to 1964, but I'm not excluding our octogenarians as well in this conversation. So they are in retirement age, either retired or approaching retirement age. And this is what we're seeing is this shift, this dynamic happening as a couple things, as they're looking at, depending on how well or not they have prepared for retirement. And we're seeing, from what I've noticed, a good portion of them have either taken advantage of using a reverse mortgage to not have to worry about where to go when they retire. So a reverse mortgage product will essentially throw your mortgage in the opposite direction of a forward mortgage. Instead of you paying towards the mortgage and paying down the equity every month over the course of the loan or the time frame of the loan, a reverse mortgage does the opposite, where they have paid you a lump sum or give you access to an equity line of credit where you can tap into that money. And over time, unless you are making payments towards your reverse mortgage, the balance grows over time and you are allowed to stay, age in place, live in the home until your death as a homeowner who takes advantage of a reverse mortgage product. It is available only to seniors who are property owners and using it as their primary residence. They do have reverse mortgages that they will allow you to use on income property, meaning if it's units where you are at least living in one of the units and you are renting the remaining units. So you can do a reverse mortgage product. Reverse mortgages are a whole nother conversation. I believe we've had that as a show topic in the past, but as we are talking about this particular demographic who is retiring, choosing to retire, the conversation that's on the forefront is paying the mortgage, right? If it's not already paid off, that's another thing. If it's not already paid off, because from what I've seen, a lot of them have their homes paid off. What we also notice they're being impacted is by they're being targeted. And unfortunately, this particular population is, you know, inundated with targets, being targets of scams, deed fraud, mortgage fraud. They're being targeted for these home improvement loans, solar panels that are not the best product for them or for their home either. And so this is why we're having this conversation, because it's imperative that if you or someone you know to reach out, right? Reach out and ask to speak to a real estate professional and consult with a professional, if not a real estate person, even an attorney, to look over some of those contracts and some of those loan scenarios to see if it's in the best interest of that person and their family, talking about what the game plan is. So as they approach retirement age, what are we seeing? Ultimately, that they're downsizing from larger family homes, not familial homes, but family homes. And with that, that means ultimately deciding to sell their property and getting into something more manageable and smaller. What does that look like? That means essentially there's a demand for properties like, you know, smaller square footage, single story homes. Stairs and access pose a challenge to daily living and activities around the home. I had a client who was an octogenarian, is an octogenarian. She hasn't passed away. And I love her, love her, love her. She's amazing. And this was one of the things she was thinking when she was moving was how close, let me go back to this slide, right? How close is she to her daughter? How close is she to her daughter? And the question came up about whether she would continue driving, if she's going to continue driving. And at some point, she realizes that she won't be driving, you know, forever, you know, being in her 80s. Eventually, you'll have to take that exam with the DMV, right? Make sure you pass the, I guess, the health screening, or there's a particular test for those who are seniors to make sure they are capable to still drive. So as they're having this discussion about downsizing from larger family homes, also I'm noticing I've got some clients as well who are octogenarians and those seniors who have been retired and have just watched their community change as well, and wanting to be closer to family because the community at which they remember is no longer the same. A lot more contemporary or modern builds, apartment buildings, duplex, triplex, coming into the residential block, right? It used to be craftsmen or bungalows, two-door homes, and now you've got this contemporary build that increases the density of that street alone, right? There's more people living in apartments that is being built right in the residential pocket. So for some people, that has an effect on what they are used to, what they consider community, what they consider their neighborhood, and is having an effect on them. And they'd like to move to areas that feels more familiar and has more of that close-knit sense. So a lot of change is happening. And so with that, having that honest and hard conversation is important with encountering those issues of stairs, two-story homes, or even getting up to the steps, front steps, porch, back steps, even getting through the house, especially if now they're using a cane or there's now wheelchair involved. Are the doors wide enough for wheelchair access? Some of the older homes will not be up to code with being built to size for disability access. That's very common. And so maybe getting something that is in a newer development. So we're seeing more of these condos and townhomes and retirement communities even built to cater to boomers who are seeking homes that are smaller and more manageable. There's no need to have a front yard if they're not really accessing the front yard anymore. So maybe not needing the maintenance or even paying for that maintenance. So maybe a condo or townhome living in an HOA that takes care of those amenities are going to be more attractive in terms of what an octogenarian or a baby boomer is looking for. We do see retirement communities are growing. So we see a lot more of the development happening in out of pockets and even local. Some of our luxury, I keep saying South LA being our growing luxury markets, not new anymore, but we're in our luxury market. We're in our stages. I had a hard conversation with one of my investors who was saying that, you know, LA being declared by the mayor a sanctuary city. So I imagine that's going to also have an impact on a lot of our seniors who have been used to or remember their neighborhoods a certain way and seeing this drastic change in terms of housing. Affordable housing is a key thing right now, is a key word. And then we have, of course, the aging in place, which is a key component for those who decide not to sell. They're living in their homes longer. I hear from my octogenarian family and friends who say, you know, I get agents to call or put these flyers on my doors and say to me, help, let me sell your home. You know, your home's worth so much. You can make so much money in selling your home. And their response to me is all the same. If I sell my home, where do I go? Where am I going to go? Which is a great response, realistically, right? This is why I say to people, the people who sell their home are the people that have to. They've got a financial need. They've got a life event, job relocation, death, marriage, divorce, new baby. They've got these life events that trigger their need to either buy or sell real estate. So an octogenarian or a retire or someone who's worked diligently to plan their retirement and enjoy their final years in their home are not going to be a candidate to sell unless there's a trigger, right? There's a life event that triggers their need to do so, which is why you got to protect them. You've got to protect them to make sure their estate planning is in place, to make sure the family's having the conversation of advanced healthcare directives. Again, I'm no attorney yet, but having those conversations on having those estate planning tools and those asset protection vehicles that would help them manage their final years, very key. So aging in place, we're seeing grab bars, walk-in tubs, and ramps. Now, let me say this to those of you who are on the buy side of a property that has the evidence of the homeowner who is aged in place, who is now transitioned. You have a great opportunity to buy beautiful homes, you know, in great neighborhoods. Don't be dissuaded by the grab bars, the walk-in tubs, the ramps, maybe the dated carpet, the old blinds or the curtains or the drapes. Don't be dissuaded by that. And it's important for you to realize to pay attention to what the market is doing, what's happening in that area. You can find out what's going on in a community or an area just by going to the city's website, looking at what the plan is, what phase are they in that plan? Because every city has a 10 to 20 year plan and they're executing that plan. Are you in the early part of that plan? Are you in the middle phase of that plan? Are you in the later part of that plan? Just like we've been having this discussion about baby boomers, we are in this third phase of baby boomers who are transferring this wealth, this large transference of wealth. And so it'd be interesting to see if those inheritors, right, the millennials and the Gen Xers who inherit that, even some Gen Zers, right, because some of our baby boomers may skip over their Gen X kid or their millennial YOLO kid who's, you know, maybe not involved or, you know, partly involved or for whatever personal reasons, and leave it to their Gen Zer. This is the 19-year-old, the 18-year-old, the 20-year-old who's still making way, the 16-year-old, right, who's still making headway in their own life, trying to make sense and becomes an inheritor of real estate. For that reason, it's important to have these conversations like we are on the show today. Don't be dissuaded if you're an inheritor. And you might become a captive landlord as a, you know, 20-year-old who's inherited a property from your grandparents who has tenants. Consult with the team that you feel comfortable with, confident in that can handle and manage that estate while you make the decision with informed while you have the information to make an informed decision. There it is. I'm sure you go, you get excited, you go, oh my gosh, you know, I inherited a property, it's 1.5 million, millions, it's an apartment building and, you know, let's sell it and let's move on. Think about your own retirement and think about, you know, what it took for your grandparents and parents to acquire that property, maintain that property, weather out the real estate market, weather out the economy as we see happening right now, right? We see a lot of sectors that are taking hits right now, but still you can connect with people who are weathering out the storm and are in this for a long game, especially if you're looking at your future. Think about your future before you decide to liquidate on a property that you feel like, oh, it needs extensive work, because no one wants to live in a home where there's grab bars, there's ramps, et cetera, et cetera. You've got to consult with a professional that can think past that and really see the value in that property. So what I'm saying here is being fair, both as a buyer and as a seller, not to penalize the homeowner who may have had to accommodate that home for their aging in place needs. All right. With that, I say, going to wrap this up here. If you'd like to contact and speak with a professional, whether it's me or someone, I do make myself available. We are available on emergency priority basis for clients who are experiencing a death of a borrower or property owner or foreclosure. So we do take those calls. I recall getting a call at midnight the other day and I was like, whew, but I took the call, right? It's an emergency. And usually I am up working on some creative project anyway. But I do take those calls directly as well. If you are out of area, feel free to reach out. We'd be happy to connect you with some of our referral partners. And I'll leave the number here for those of you tuning in on a radio podcast, 323-488-3265. Again, that's 323-488-3265. If you'd like to send us a message, you'd like a second opinion on looking over at a mortgage or a document, or if you kind of have some issues with a deed that you're concerned about, we work with attorneys and we'd be happy to refer you to some. Again, my email is lisa@lasuperagent.com. That's lisa@lasuperagent.com. Listen up, that is my time. I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you all tuned in. It was great to spend this time with you this Friday. But we'll see you next week, Wednesday. That is if I don't have to do inspections or closings or walkthroughs. In my perfect world, we'll see you next Wednesday here on your favorite channel, streaming channel at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right. Enjoy the weekend. Have a good one. Bye. Mom says, shout out to my mom. She says, hi, dear. Good information. Love you, Mom. Safe travels. My whole family's like leaving out of country. I'm here. No. But I'm here for good reason, right? I'm servicing my clients and just focusing on my real estate goals. As I said, we've got priorities in play. All right. With you, with that, I say, you guys take care. Love you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Ready, Set, Real Estate podcast with Lisa Gillette, the LA super agent. Please like, subscribe, and share LA